Hey fam, super excited about another episode of Delighting in the Disciplines, and this one is cringe-worthy. Maybe that's the title of the podcast. I don't know what they'll title it, but it is one that can be tough for us, but it's super important. And what we're going to get into off the top rope is I really think it is a part of the devil's schemes to keep us from this one. And so I would say listen up. Prepare yourself and lean in, because we are talking about the spiritual discipline of submission.
Hello and welcome to the Fathom Beyond Sunday podcast. I am Christina Scott, here with lead pastor of Fathom Church, Kyle Nelson.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. I am, you always, like, you're intro, our intro is always just a slight bit different. There's like a tiny little bit of a difference when we're going into a discipline of letting go.
Are we going to make mention of the awkwardness of us showing up like matching today?
I am so glad that you said something.
Like, okay, I have a super kind of weird shirt on. It's got like,
it's not super weird.
I think it's, I don't have another shirt like it. So it's got like a cream ish color, like middle.
I started to say trunk. It's got like
trunk.
It's got a
my middle is
white trunk.
And then I've got one sleeve that's like an olive, and then another one that's like, I don't know, whatever.
Kind of an orangish.
Orange-y,
it's an orangish color. It's a color blocked shirt. So women,
there you go.
You understood what I just said.
Fellas, it's called color blocking.
You could Google it.
Google it. And she's got like a stripy thing. Sweater that has the same colors.
I do. I have a sweater on with the same colors, and I walked up and I said,
super random.
We're dressed alike. That's weird.
It is weird.
That's weird. We're never dressed alike.
Yep, never.
So, occasion, we have the, like what is known as the Fathom stripes, right? Yeah. Everybody's got their different stripes shirt that they have.
For sure.
At Fathom Church. But today,
it's Striped Tuesday.
Right. But today we are oddly dressed the same. No, we didn't plan this.
Well, let's dig into this one because it's a discipline of letting go, and it's a hard one, but it is extremely important. It is extremely important in our life, and one that, you know, as we've said with all this, I pray at some point all of us can experience what it means to actually delight in this, and that there is a joy in this, and that's the discipline of submission.
Submission. And I think, so particularly today, we're going to talk about what it means to submit to one another. I think maybe first and foremost, we think about like submission to God first.
It should be the easy one. It's not always the easy one, but that's where it begins.
Right. But because he's perfect, it should be easier to submit to perfection.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about is actually submission to spiritual authority and submission to one another out of reverence for Christ, out of reverence for that we're talking about submitting to one another even in our imperfect state.
Yeah. We're just all a bunch of rebels. Like even the most compliant of us.
Dude, I'm a homeschool mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all are, I think, and we really can struggle with this idea of submitting to authority. And I think because we've seen authority abused.
For sure.
We've seen authority, you know, taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. Just we've seen people who were not worthy of authority, you know, who really, frankly, we don't respect.
Right.
And so for most places and people, we actually start from a place of I don't respect you. We actually don't begin from a place of respect. Mm-hmm. And someone has to earn respect.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That we are going to follow them. So we actually start from this like place of like, I'm not following you. Like, I think in previous generations, previous or other parts of the world even, this is very different.
Right. Oh,
this
you're
is
absolutely
very
right.
different.
Yeah.
And so as Americans, I'm really addressing an American kind of experience when it comes to submission.
Right.
And certainly we see that throughout America, but certainly here in the Deep South, where there's a lot of churches and a lot of church hurt, mm-hmm. and we've seen a lot of abuses of spiritual authority, spiritual abuse, sexual abuse Absolutely. In the church, financial
mm-hmm. yes.
abuse and misappropriation of funds, and mm-hmm. I mean, you name it. Like, the scandals that have been all over the headlines are insane.
They are.
And has put everybody in a place, I think, of being skeptical of spiritual authority.
Mm-hmm.
And can I just be honest, as a pastor of a church, and this not sound weird, I really believe it's a part of the devil's schemes
mm-hmm.
to disconnect us from spiritual authority that God has placed in our life, that one, the vast majority, 90 whatever high percent, are not spiritually abusing, sexually abusing, financially right. abusing, but for every person to now view those people all over with such a large place of skepticism.
Yeah.
That's a scheme of the devil, that they would be disconnected to someone to be submitted to that can guide them and lead them and help, who is prayerfully, spiritually mature and wise and can guide them. Mm-hmm. And so there's just a little of a pastoral perspective. Yeah. I'd love to hear this just from your kind of raw personal yeah. perspective.
So, well, as you were talking earlier about, like, just this idea of what we come into, like, you have to earn my respect, that mentality. Even when you were saying it, my brain immediately went like, okay, if I come into this with you have to earn my respect mentality, does that mean that I'm automatically disrespectful? Like, is that, do you know what I mean? Like, is my attitude, is what I'm doing, like where I am, is that disrespectful? And I mean, I'm even in just the few moments that I had to process it, I was like, yeah, actually it is. Mm. It is. If I'm not coming in with, okay, I'm going to respect this person until they break that respect, right? Like, until yeah. they break that. I really should be approaching every human being that yeah, way.
For sure.
I should be approaching every single person is made in the image of God,
yeah.
regardless of whether they even acknowledge his existence or not, yeah. right? Like, so every person is. So it shouldn't be, you have to earn my respect, you have to earn my respect. Like, okay, well, like, you have my respect until, you know, yeah. until it's broken.
Because God's placed you in, especially like spiritual authority, God's placed you in a spiritual authority.
Absolutely.
And I recognize that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So,
yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I was wrestling with that for just a moment and going, oh yeah, all right. So that's that. But then also I think for me, I've experienced church hurt and certainly seen, like a like power abuse, and I hate, and that's the part, right, is that there is a very big difference between authority and power.
Yeah.
Right? This, like, people are not craving authority, they're craving power, right? When it's something that they have an addiction or a struggle to with something, right? If power has become an idol in your life, it's not authority that you're craving or seeking after, it's power. And so I would say, like, I've seen power wielded in an unkind way and in an ungodly way in a lot of different circumstances. But I particularly in the way many people have spoken about marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Particularly for sure. In the way that marriage is treated from the stage, right? From the pulpit.
Yeah.
In my past.
Yeah. Typically this word
does not here.
Yeah. Typically this word doesn't come up without discussing marriage and the passage in Ephesians 5 that, you know, is usually the subject of discussion. The passage we just quoted a moment ago, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, precedes that. Mm-hmm. And so it really is this basis of we're all called to be submitting to one another, and kind of what does that look like? What does it look like to live in a reality of kind of mutual submission?
Right.
I think it's when we live in a reality of mutual submission, we can enjoy mutual edification.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
So without mutual submission, we're not respecting one another. We're not honoring each other's gifts and wisdom and experience. And once we do that, then we can be mutually edified.
Right, we can really receive.
And circling back, and when you add fellowship in that, and we are delighting in that discipline of fellowship, and then you bring submission to the table, right, there's a whole different thing that's taking place.
So good.
Right, there's humility that's present, and there's a giving and receiving that is love, right? That's love. There's just this constant ebb and flow of love through giving and receiving of wisdom, experience, and service, and gifts, and whatever it might be. So,
What does it look like? We can just talk about this really briefly, but in the New Testament in particular, God doesn't just have us, like, submit to other Christians. Like, we're in spiritual authority is what we've been talking about, but, like, there's also, like, okay, you're going to, like, render unto Caesar what is his, and you're going to, like, follow the laws that are established where you are and pray for your leaders because God has placed them there for a reason, regardless of their Christianity, right? So in the Old Testament, we're talking about, like, Roman rule. I mean, I'm sorry, in the New Testament, we're talking about Roman rule, and this is not a Christian nation. We're not talking about a Christian empire. Mm-hmm. So what does that look like for us to practice submission to people that we know are not our spiritual authority, but might be our, you know, our work authority or what have you.
Yeah. So let me just read Romans 13, 1-3 here, because you hit it. So let's go. Let everyone be subject or submitted to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. So God established it.
Mm-hmm.
He's allowed it. He's in his in his plan. The authorities that exist have been established by God. That is to say, God is for order and authority.
Absolutely.
You know, so for all this, you know, and there were some people as Jesus was showing up, they fell into a group of Jews called the Zealots, and they wanted to overthrow. And in Christianity, there's a group of Zealots who want to overthrow. And there's a spectrum of people who are kind of internally kind of feeling that. The passage goes on, consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. Right. So this is a can of worms that you are not going to be satisfied with where we end it today.
Mm-hmm, no.
But as we say with all of these episodes, we hope this gets some conversation started for you.
Right.
And we get to engage in dialogue offline here. Because that's really what this is about. That's where the rubber hits the road, is when we're really beginning to engage in what does this submission look like in my life,
right,
in my personal life, us as a body, as a community. What does it look like for us to live this out? So the authority that God has placed there, you know, in the governing authority, to pray for them.
Right.
You know, to
pray for them, not about them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. I think there's times, I mean, we certainly can, you know, pray for them. I think there may be even times where there is such, wickedness in the rule,
right,
that of course, like that there are times for protest, for civil unrest, for, we're not okay with this. I mean, there's certainly a huge place that we have in a democratic republic to like lift our voice and like share, like to vote, to talk to your congressman, all of those things in the governing systems we have. But that doesn't mean we're not going to submit to it. That doesn't mean that we're just going to kind of reject their place of authority. If so, we're really rebelling against, you know, what God has established. So we have to find not the neutral ground, but what is the way that honors God?
Right.
Right. If it's, again, breaking the law of scripture, right? Right. We're going to be on a different path. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to be accountable to him for that, which we do. So we've got to be able to discern that and walk that out faithfully. And that's not easy. And I'm not going to give you a blanket, you know, statement for how to do that. We've got to walk that out because what I say now is not going to work in 5 or 10 years because the times change or whatever, you know, when it comes to like certain situations that we're dealing with. So I'm trying to give you
wisdom
that'll carry through the times.
Yeah. A couple of practicals for beginning to practice submission. If literally when we said the word submission and you went,
cringe,
a couple of ways, you know, some practicals to start with this habit of submission. I really like this. It's create a list of people in your life who you respect because of their wisdom and maturity. These are an ideal place to start in your practice of the discipline of submission. Mm-hmm. Recognize that you do honor the wisdom and maturity in this person. So when you disagree with them about what to do, maybe they're right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're right.
Yeah.
Another one that I liked a lot is also kind of practicing secrecy as well as submission at the same time is without telling him or her, practice submitting to your spouse in a way that you might not normally.
Hmm.
Without making a big deal about it and saying, okay, I'm going to submit.
Yeah.
Submit.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Just do it.
Keep your mouth shut and, yeah.
Just do it and move forward and
happy wife, happy life.
And continue practicing that. And then again, in your place of work, when asked to do something you might usually disagree about or argue with, say nothing and submit to the request that has been made.
Yeah. And I think we've been talking about delighting in the discipline.
Yeah.
Right? So this is something we can learn to delight in. That I don't have, if it's not immoral, it's just not my way.
Right.
Right. That's something we've got to work out. And some of us, we live frustrated constantly because no one does it our way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just be real with you. We're being selfish.
Right.
And it's kind of childish,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so some of us, it's just a frank conversation of, we just got to grow up and learn to submit to the authorities that are over us.
And I think we can see too, that like, if we can posture ourselves that we are, this is spiritual formation for us. We are submitting to the Lord in submitting to those in authority. It's, again, it may not be easy. I want to hear, like, it's not the easy button, but it might make it easier.
Yeah.
Might make it easier.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
We love you guys. We hope that this one does prompt just a ton of conversation. We would love to hear back from you. You can always email me at info@fathom.church, or you can text the keyword fathom to 97,000 and follow the prompts. Let us know. Let us know how this conversation is shaping your conversations Monday through Saturday. We love you guys. We'll see you back here next week. Nailed it.
Love you.